Hi, Commander Wiz Withers here with MilitaryLeadershipBlog.com. I had somebody ask me recently what I thought the difference was between authority and leadership. And I've got a story that I think really, really illustrates the difference well. I was talking with a friend of mine, and he was telling me that when the first time he was a commanding officer of a ship, now this was, oh gosh, this was about maybe 15 years ago. He said that his ship and several other U.S. Navy ships were making a port call in this one particular city. And he said in the morning they were supposed to leave, at the end of their port call, he said that the morning they were leaving, he comes out of his cabin and he looks down and he notices there's some kind of a commotion going down on the pier. So he walks down to the gangway and he talks to the officer of the deck. And this is a Navy lieutenant. The officer of the deck is in charge pretty much of who comes on and goes off the ship. And he said, well, what's going, he asked him, what's going on? And the lieutenant said, well, sir, there's a young enlisted man in this cab. And he's really drunk. He's incoherent. He's kind of obnoxious, actually. He's not one of our people, but we think he belongs to one of the other ships. Now this is kind of important because the other ships had already left, you know. And so the lieutenant said, well, so what I said, sir, is I sent my assistant down, and we're going to bring him on board and just hang on to him and get underway. And then when we catch up with the rest of the ships, we'll make sure he gets over to his own ship. And my friend said, you know, that sounded like a pretty good plan. I mean, the kid's already in enough trouble missing his own ship's movement. But, you know, this way we can take him with us. We can make sure he gets back to his ship. We don't have to create some kind of a international incident or anything like that. So he said, but the more he thought about it, he said something just didn't sound right. So he walks off the ship and he actually goes over to the cab and he opens the cab door and the kid's sitting there and he's just kind of half awake, half asleep. And so now you think of, look about this. You've got a young junior enlisted man who's maybe 20, 21 years old. Okay. And here's my buddy who was the commanding officer of a ship. He's like one step below admiral. Okay. I'm not making this up. All he has to do is snap his fingers and he can have three armed guards haul this kid out of the cab, toss him in the brig, and pretty much ruin any chance this kid ever had of a military career. See, and that's the authority that he had if he wanted to use it. But he said he started tried to talk to the young man who was kind of, again, he was way too much to drink. But he finally convinced him after a few minutes of just calmly chatting with him, he finally convinced him to hand over his identity card. And my buddy said as soon as he looked at his identity card, he said, oh my goodness, because the young man was not an American sailor at all. He actually was he was in the U.S. Army as a young enlisted man in the Army. There's an Army post about 45 minutes away from this particular city. And this cab driver, he'd just seen a guy with a young guy with short hair, obviously American, who was really drunk and figured, oh, he must be a sailor, which, you know, normally is a relatively good assumption. So he brings him down to the ships. Now he said, I can't even imagine what would have happened had we taken this kid on board, got him out underway, and then looked at his ID card and said, you know, oh man, you're not even in the Navy. They would have to explain to his unit. I mean, there'd be all sorts of messages going back and forth, and it could have been a very, very embarrassing situation. And he saved himself all of that. And what they did is they gave the cab driver some more money and told him to take him to this Army post. And he wasn't sure what happened to him much after that. But what it did do is it saved the young man's career, and it saved my friend and his whole ship and actually the whole Navy unit there, you know, some kind of an embarrassment for making what seemed like a good decision, but turned out it would not have been. And all because he took a few extra minutes and exercised some leadership and calmly influenced the kid to hand over his identity card. See, yeah. Authority is kind of a force. It's like, I'm going to push you into doing something. Whereas leadership, I believe, is influence. And that's where you attract people to doing what you want to do as a forcing them, instead of forcing them to do what you want to do. So that's what I think the difference is anyway. I'm curious, though, what your thoughts on all this? You know, when should one use one's authority, or when should they use leadership, or it doesn't make a difference? Okay? Anyway, I'd appreciate reading your thoughts, and I'd encourage you to add them to this blog and join the discussion. And so until next time, then, I am Commander Wiz Withers for MilitaryLeadershipBlog.com. Thanks for listening.